Blog Talk Radio.
Pick up a chair, sit your ass down, and relax. You are now listening to Life and Shit Radio.
Talk to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, squirrels and squirrelesses, welcome to another awesome, dynamic, beautiful, random episode of Life and Shit. My name is Nas. I'm a Libra. Unlike Ozzy Osbourne, I've never bitten the head off of a bat, but I am a little crazy. At this point in time, I'd like to introduce my wonderful co-host, as always. Hey, how's
what's good?
So I go by the Black Paparazzi, better known as BP for short. So you know my story. I was conceived on an opera stage. Let's see. Let's just say that my parents, they got a little freaky. Yeah. My bumping and grinding was going on. It was passion, the heat of the passion. And let's just say that my pops didn't have a stop on the pickle, and here I am.
Wow. And I am Danny White, lover of everything and the peacekeeper. Love you all. Be real, be good.
And we are together, Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums, all day long and all day strong. Phone number to call if you want to call in, jump into the conversation, is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the number to call. You can also hit us on our email. That's lifeandshit@gmail.com. LIFEAND. SHYT. You can hit us on our email. Where else can they reach us?
You can reach us on Facebook, one of my favorite hangouts where everybody knows your name. We have a Life and Shit page actually set up with direct links to all three of our personal pages. In case you want to go on my wall and be like, yo, Nas, fuck you. You can go in there and do that. I'll probably say fuck you back, but it's optional. America.
A lot of fucking going on. Okay.
A lot of it.
With the robots included.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And pocket pussies. Very important.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah. And what's next, BP?
Where else can they find us? That's what's next, Danny.
Oh, they can find us on Twitter at Life and Shit. That's LIFESANDSHYT. Make sure you put that Y in the shit, okay? There you go.
Low key, that's kind of racist. YT. I just want the quick recognition.
Race? How is that racist?
Whitey.
Nas, shut up.
What?
Yeah, that was
whatever.
That was a little special.
Yes, it is.
That was a little, mm-hmm. Just a little special right there.
Thank you, acknowledge.
Oh my God! I think that serves for one of these.
Alrighty.
About that time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and squirrelesses, sisters. Chicken wing report.
Chicken report. Lemon pepper.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time for the weird ass news of the week. This first story is a little out there. And by a little, I mean this is probably the most weirdest shit I've ever reported on in a Chicken Wing Report. We have a young woman. Her name is Elijah or Eija, E-I-J-A, Berliner Maurer. There's a thing, I guess, mental thing where you can fall in love with inanimate objects. So this particular woman fell in love with the Berlin Wall around 1978-ish and married it, legally married the Berlin Wall in 1979.
Wait, pause, stop. How do you marry an inanimate object? Like, how do you marry an inanimate object, for real?
This is America. Well, I used to date Berlin. Yeah, she's in Germany.
That's not America, apparently. It's the Berlin Wall. Yeah. That ain't America.
And that's where she got the name from. That's where she got the name from, Miss Berliner Maurer. She lives in northern Sweden, actually. She married the wall. So when they tore it down, she actually went over and got a part of the wall. And she has had a sexual relationship with the wall. It's called...
Stop again. I'm sorry. How do you have sex with a wall?
That would be something that... Donald Trump may have that information. Again, that's a little bit over my pay grade.
You know what?
The name of the disorder is called objectum sexual or objectophilia is the name of it.
Because you have sex with objects, but no, you still got to answer that question. How do you have sex with a wall?
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't necessarily have to answer that question because I've never had sex with a wall. I'm not saying it couldn't happen. I'm just saying, as it stands right now, I've never smashed a wall.
Okay, just check it. Okay,
that's insane, dude. I mean, I think they was probably having a conversation like this.
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know that. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
And you married
to
a
wall.
And
you like the smell of metal. And you like the smell of metal. Or rocks. I don't know. Asphalt.
And you are nuts.
Okay. So, Nas, what is the name of this condition or this, what is it called again?
Objectophilia is what it's called. She's not the only one. It's actually a dude that is in a relationship with a roller coaster. I think he's in Europe too. And there's a guy here in America that actually has sex with his car. Like, he literally sticks his dick in the tailpipe and fucks his car, and they're in a relationship too. So,
wait, stop.
What happened?
You said this man has sex with a car by the tailpipe?
Yes. He fucks his car in the tailpipe.
I can't today.
Yep.
Okay, and he still has a penis?
I cannot confirm nor deny that. I have not, because of my sexuality, looked at his penis.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Just made my hair hurt.
And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. The phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call. You can hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshyt@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're all over the place, actually, so just Google us, baby. and you'll find us there. We are deep inside the Chicken Wing Report. But Nas gives you
shit,
the craziest. I mean, he's been blowing the top off of the Chicken Wing Report in the last few weeks. So you definitely
I think this
don't
might be
want to
the
miss
best
the Chicken Wing Report.
This just might be the best Chicken Wing Report yet.
I mean, people out here fucking walls and fucking cars. I mean, times is tough. Roller coasters.
Man,
did you
watch the video, Danny? Did you watch the video?
You know what? I refuse.
So,
I refuse.
Okay, well, I just, for those that haven't checked that out, it is on our Facebook page on Life and Shit Radio 2017. Actually, it's just Life and Shit Radio. Just type it in the same way we spell it. LifeandShyt on Facebook. So it was a video, and I watched it. So to see the joy and the pleasure that this guy was getting off of this roller coaster, you would have thought that it was like he had like a making good type of chick or something like that. He would talk
to it like it was
a woman. It was freaky.
So he rides the roller coaster, and that's
no,
what
he like
gets him
under
off?
It. He like gets under it.
No, he gets under
rubs,
it.
Like the
he's
oil
like,
and
like
shit on him.
Smell. Yeah.
Smell the roller coaster. Yeah.
He's like oil on me, baby. Oil on me. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
See,
me?
See, that's why I didn't want to watch it.
Say.
Okay, you just confirmed it for me. Thank you. I'm good.
Yeah.
I mean. But just to see the joy on his face when he when the cameras went out and he actually went to visit the roller coaster. It started raining, and he was just talking about how he didn't want to leave her
yeah,
by
he was
her
like
side
crying
and
shit.
All this.
He was sad.
I was like, are you serious?
Oh, the roller coaster doesn't breathe. It doesn't. It's not a human. It's not. Oh my God.
But yeah, well, apparently,
I'm
to
in
him,
love
it's
with
just a
coaster.
Living, breathing thing.
I'm in love with a coaster. I'm riding. I'm rolling.
I cannot with you.
I'm sliding on that pole.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
So, we got, this is becoming a thing now. They caught a couple of Amazon delivery drivers taking shits in people's driveways. So, I'm not really sure where the anger comes at. Maybe it's because of repeat, having to come to somebody's house 3 or 4 times. It gets kind of annoying. But a couple of people have been actually reported getting out of their Amazon vehicle and taking a shit in the customer's driveway.
Are you serious?
What? Man,
yeah,
you
it's
are
like a
definitely
now.
Bringing in the Chicken Wing Report today. I just
are
gotta
you,
tell you.
Wait,
that.
Wait. You're saying that these FedEx drivers are UPS drivers?
Amazon drivers. Yep.
Oh, Amazon drivers are literally getting out of their vehicles, shitting in the driveway of the person that they just delivered to.
That is correct. And I'm assuming it's because of repeat deliveries. That's what I'm assuming. Like, if I was an Amazon driver and I had to come to your house 4 times with the same box, I might want to shit in your driveway. I don't know. I might just shit your driveway.
I don't see any reason
okay.
to shit in anybody's driveway, period.
I've actually shit
take
in somebody's driveway
before.
Take your body
functions
and
put it in the toilet like it belongs.
I've actually shit in someone's driveway before, so there is a reason sometimes to shit in someone's driveway.
Oh my God!
You know what?
I
can't even believe that you just said that. Nah,
I
like,
should know.
I mean, you really took a shit in somebody's driveway.
Yeah, I really did, and I would do it again if I had to. I wouldn't even think about it. I would just shit in the driveway and just keep it moving. Yeah.
Oh wow.
You gotta understand.
I mean, first of all,
you gotta
think about the mechanics of that. That's crazy.
What
happened?
How did you wipe yourself? How did you wipe yourself?
I brought toilet paper with me. I planned this shit in the driveway.
You realize
I was just doing the thought out.
Oh my God. Okay, you know what? I should have known.
Look, This lady had a dog, and the dog kept shitting on my welcome mat, and I knew it was her dog, and I asked her to stop letting the dog shit on my mat, and the next morning I woke up, and I actually stepped in the pile of dog shit right on my welcome mat. So you gotta do what you gotta do. You fight for shit with shit. So the dog shit it, I shit it. I consider that a win-win. It's a victory.
I'm done.
I mean, I didn't have a dog at the time, so I had to do what I had to do. I had to get involved.
You're making my head hurt. I can't do it.
Yeah, and if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. We are deep. I guess we can say shit deep. Inside the Chicken Wing Report, where Nas brings you nothing but craziness, crazy stories that are actually true. Where he gets them from, I have no clue. But they are true, and he continuously sets the bar pretty high on the Chicken Wing Report, so you definitely don't want to miss out on the Chicken Wing Report. The phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation, we are deep inside the Chicken Wing Report. Phone number is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. If you want to send us a quick message, you can do that. We are here to service you. Phone number again is 323-443-7217. And you can hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshyt@gmail.com. Where else can they find us, Danny?
They can also find us on Twitter. Tweet us at lifeandshit. That's lifeandshyt. Be looking forward to that.
Tweedledee, Tweedledum. Are you twitwits out there? Get your fingers to working.
It's
and
cheating,
I guess
sweetheart.
At some
it's
point,
cheating.
Nas, we're gonna be back in the chat room, I assume.
Yeah, at some point we'll be back in the chat room. I'm a little computer.
Charlie.
I guess. There you go. Thank you. So as soon as I get that straightened out, we'll be back in the chat room. As it stands, you guys have social media. You can reach out to us on. We're also on Facebook or Bookface for my dyslexic people. Life and Shit Radio. What? Did I say something else? Oh yeah. You can check us out there. There are also links to our personal pages. So you guys kind of let us know how you're feeling. Let us know if you're feeling what's going on. Shout out to my dyslexic people, by the way.
I'm just done with you.
What?
Anyway, so what's next?
You should say out shout. Out shout.
Whatever.
Let me see. Out shout. Y'all?
The flat earthers. I don't know
more
to talk about this.
Well, y'all really doing that?
Yeah, I really want to talk about this because this is weird shit. So apparently a dude decided to launch a missile of his own design into space to prove that the earth was flat. Apparently rocket science is really difficult because the rocket blew up. And it's not really as simple as, you know, taking a propane tank and attaching it to a stick. It's a little bit deeper than that. So, he hell-bent.
What?
He's hell-bent on sending his own missile into the atmosphere so he can prove that NASA's on some bullshit and the Earth is really flat.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what I
thought when I read it. I couldn't even believe it. So I get it. I get the silence. I get it.
I'm not to mention that that's dangerous, man. You can kill somebody from, you know. I mean, it has to be one, hazardous. Two, what would possess you? You would have to be on some high power shit for you to think up a way to try to create a missile at your home.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
So I'm not even sure what the legal ramifications that are. You can't just like, I mean, can I just like build a missile? Or can I do? I mean, if I can, then I might just build one. I gangsters that they have a missile. I didn't even think you could do that. But
yeah, I have nothing over here, guys.
Sorry. I wanna give a shout out though, real quick. Shout out to LaShonda Wilson. She's one of my Facebook friends out there. She sent me a pic of this dude, her neighbor actually, and he had a official like rocket in his backyard. It was on a stand and everything. I don't know what he was planning on doing with it, but she took a picture of it. And he like had it set up in his backyard in Detroit.
Do you think he about to go
just,
somewhere?
Like, set up, ready to go. It was one of those ones that, remember when you were in like science class or something like that, and you would have like a rocket. They build a rocket kit.
Mhm.
So it looked like it was like one of those type of rockets. I don't know. Maybe he was just testing some out to see how far it could go.
Well, I'm building a rocket. I mean, since apparently that's what's in now. Just letting you guys know I'm building one. Fuck it. I mean, I don't want to be the only dude out here without a rocket.
So you building a rocket just because everybody else is?
Yeah. My mom asked me that when I was little. If everybody else jumped off a bridge, you jump with them. My answer was unequivocally... yes, I would jump off the bridge because I don't want to be up there by myself. I want to see why everybody jumped. Maybe it's a chocolate fountain underneath the bridge. Maybe they're joining together in unison to help heal the world. I don't know. I'm going to go find out, though. So, yeah, I'm jumping.
See, this means death.
Is that the end of your chicken wing report?
Other than jumping off of bridges. Yep, I'm definitely going to go with yes on that.
You know, before we even go into our topic for tonight, I think we need to take a small pause for the cause and listen to this.
Come on, bitches!
My name Bishop Bullwinkle. I got the first church, nothing but the truth.
What you say?
Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay. So open up the door and turn them loose.
Come on!
First I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins.
Yeah!
I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, a lot in pain.
Come on!
I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon this morning.
No. I'm just saying, man. After all we've been through the Chicken Wing Report, I think we just needed that little small pause. But this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call to join into the conversation today is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. If you want to give us a phone call, you can definitely do that. Hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's LIFEANDSHYT. Spell it like we spell it, and you'll find us. Just Google us, baby. We are always there, all up in your eardrums, every day, every day. The podcasts are also available for download. So you can log on to the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/lifeandshit, spell it like we spell it, LIFEANDSHYT, and you'll be able to download any of our previous shows, which we've had some bangers. We've had some nice topics going on, so if you have an interest here, you can always download. It's a free download, so just download it and listen to it at your leisure while you're working out, while you in your car driving, taking a road trip, whatever. You can listen to Life and Shit, take Life and Shit with you on the road. So that's how we do it. Any other contact information that we can do? Yeah, but that's it.
Yeah, so that's all I got for chicken report today.
All right, we'll play our chicken report to bed.
Nighty night.
Go to bed. Don't think about what you're doing. Okay.
I'm gonna go smash my car real quick.
And why would you do that?
Huh?
And why would you do that?
The car might be in need of some sexual healing.
The car is an inanimate object.
Can you prove that?
Does it breathe?
Plants don't breathe.
Thank you.
I don't know. In my mind, it doesn't breathe, but in somebody else's mind, it might breathe. It might talk to him.
You know what? We are not going to go on this whole justification of this shit. Let us go to the next topic.
Anyway, so what we're talking about today is communication between couples is key to any relationship. So I ran across a story, well, actually a video, of a guy. He was basically just going on a rant a little bit. He got a little pissed off. He was like, you know what? I want to explain to you the reason why I'm single. He said the reason why he's single is because now this is just one scenario. I'm pretty sure there's plenty of other scenarios out there. But he went to the club, you know, got a few drinks or whatever, you know, kicked back, listened to music and whatnot. And he sees this group of nice-looking women, you know, having a good time, laughing, you know, talking, you know, clanging drinks, clang, you know. And one of the young ladies that he saw happened to be one of his homeboy's wife. Now, she was in the club looking real nice, looking sexy and all that type of stuff, right? Had on her nice little fitted jeans with, you know, some heels on or whatever she had on. But there was a guy that was like maybe 2 or 3 inches away from her. He had his hand on like the nape of her butt. Now the nape is not actually your butt, it's like that one part that separates the small of your back,
mm-hmm.
the actual buttock. So he had his hand right there, and she didn't move it. Is that an uncomfortable situation? Should a married woman or any woman that's in a committed relationship, should that be okay? Should that be something that if her husband was there, would he be okay with that? Should she have more discretion in who she allows in her diameter?
No, she should have been punched in her fucking face. I mean, not literally punched in the face, but I'm
okay.
Sorry. Don't put your hands on my fucking wife.
Like, are you promoting abusive behavior?
I didn't say by the dude. He should have called. he should have called his sister and had his sister punch her in the face. I mean,
why? For what purpose? What reason?
That's disrespectful. That's extremely disrespectful.
Oh, you want to fight? You want to fight? Well, then come on, goddammit. You've been fucking me since I'm gonna beat the shit out of your old ass.
That is extremely disrespectful.
Really?
Extremely disrespectful. You don't put your hands. The wife, I mean, low key, the wife should have punched him, whoever the dude was, and then if she didn't, then the husband should have called his sister and had her punch her in the face. That's
what
that should have went down.
Punching in the face. Why must anyone be punched in the face?
I mean, why must? People make bad decisions, and sometimes decisions result in you getting punched in the face. That's just kind of the way things go sometimes.
You don't see any other alternative or anything like that? I'm just saying.
Maybe a game of dice could resolve the matter. But, I mean,
what?
Just to get it out of the way. Yeah, you can shoot dice. But the most express way to get to the situation handled will be a quick punch in the face. Quick. Just a quick chin tap.
I mean, because when you're looking at a situation, you know, like that, it kind of begs the question, like, is there such thing as morals anymore? Do people even value, you know, morals or, you know, respecting their mate? Like, are there boundaries?
Okay, hold on. Stop. Pause. Because this is sounding really sexist. It sounded really sexist because, and it sounded like, oh, we're men, we're victims now, and all this shit. Because the question is, should a married woman allow that to happen? Why is it that? Why is it this question posed to a married man?
I mean, in any event, if it's a married man, the man should be punched in the face. Like, I'm not discriminating here. I'm just answering based off of how it was presented.
Because VP, you went on the whole thing. Are there any morals anymore and all of this stuff? People don't ask these kind of questions when men do shit.
That's true. I mean, and it could be said the same way. Like, and that's the reason why I asked that question.
But it's not being said the same way. That's the point. It's not being said the same way.
It will not be said the same way.
This is one of those double standard moments. We got to call it what it is. These are one of them double standard moments.
And what do you mean by double standard?
Because we're talking about a female. When it comes to females, if we do something, oh my God, the world has come to an end. Oh my God, and what happened to the morals? And oh my God, is that just disrespectful? But when men do shit, it's, oh man, that man, he hit it. Yeah, boy, that's my dog. I knew it. Yeah, that's some bullshit.
I don't think it's like that all the time. I mean, I'm not sure.
Oh my God.
I don't think it's like that all the time.
It's okay for a man to do his thing, but it's not okay for a woman to do her thing. Now, mind you, all you said was that they were standing in a place and his hand was on the small of her back. You did not say that he was tonguing her down or she was tonguing him down or they left together or anything else like that. Why is it that hand on the small of her back means that she's doing something? And why is it on her?
Well, for one, because he had his hand in the area that would, on the outside looking in, suggest, you know, some kind of a sexual position.
That's what people get for assuming. They make an ass out of themselves.
In some ways.
So with that
in mind, though, so where do you draw the line then, as far as, you know, is that, so do you feel like that's okay then? Like, do you feel like that's okay? Or, you know, and even if it's even on the man's side, is it okay for a woman to, you know, have her hand all on his abs and, you know, in that area?
First of all, a woman ain't gonna put her hands on his ass like that anyway. She would have her hands like on his chest or on his face, or on his head, or his arms, or maybe even the legs. But she's not gonna sit there and put her hand on the small of his back. Come on now.
Or like stomach muscles. She's like having.
I don't
hand
think
in that
if
okay?
she didn't leave with him, if she hasn't had sex with him or anything, I don't feel that there is anything wrong.
Boy.
So that's the question that I'm posing though. So what type of boundaries are there? Are there any boundaries is what I'm asking.
Whatever boundaries you choose to have.
Yeah, I can't really rock with that. You know,
I need my
personal space. I mean that I don't know, that's weird. It does to be boiled down to a issue of morality, to me anyway.
It's an issue of morality because someone's hand is somewhere.
Yeah, it's somewhere it shouldn't be. it should be somewhere it shouldn't be. Simple as that. If we, you know, if you give me a quick hug or whatever, something like that, then it's whatever. But I ain't finna be no chick walking around with her hand on my chest or, you know, massaging my nutsack or, we ain't doing none of that. You know, we hug, hey, nice seeing you, and then you kind of give me my fucking personal area. Don't be all up on me. Because, you know, and then also, that opens up the door for people to have, like, rumors and gossip. People see shit like that, you know, in the physical standpoint, they see shit like that, and they, you know, send a text message to the homie, like, hey, man, your girl up here on some bullshit, or, hey, your homeboy up here on some bullshit, or whatever. Rather than to create all that controversy, keep your fucking hands to yourself. How about that? Dap me up, give me a hug, get the fuck on, back to your area, and talk to me from a distance, to where it ain't no misconstrued.
Okay, and so, in addition to, you know, because I kind of gave you just part of that story, but since now that we kind of got a feel for what's going on, the rest of the story is, so he was sitting back, you know, listening to the music with his drinks. So he sees this guy with the hand, you know, on the nape of the butt, you know, in that area. He proceeded. Now, he had his hand there for at least about 5 or 10 minutes.
Nah, son.
They're laughing, talking. He's ordering them drinks because you can see him motioning, you know, ordering the drinks. And 5 minutes later, his hand has now moved further down.
Mm-hmm.
And so
okay, yeah,
she didn't slap his hand away or nothing. And they still, you know, talking, laughing, you know, having a good time, sharing drinks, passing drinks. Drinks are flowing.
See, give a nigga an inch and take a foot. Give a nigga an inch and take a foot.
Yeah.
She's gonna be playing a role, all right. I'm gonna play the role with her. I'm gonna play my role too. We gonna be some role. We gonna be some acting, motherfuckers tonight. I don't.
And the Academy Award goes to.
Yeah, that's a bad look overall. I wouldn't feel comfortable with that because you never know who is watching. You never know who is watching, and you never know how messy motherfuckers are that are watching. So I'm standing here in this club, you know what I mean? I might be the messy motherfucker. And I see my homeboy girl with this random nigga with his hand on the small of her back for 5 minutes, and then slowly proceeding on her ass. I might be messy. I might call my nigga and be like, you know, this nigga up here squeezing the booty, he done stuck the tongue in the ear and, you know, licked her all in the face and all this bullshit. This would be, you know, just because I'm a messy person. How do you avoid shit? You don't make it a possibility. You take it out the equation. So that's, as me personally, doing too much. Get your fucking hands off of me. I say you're a bad person, but get your fucking hands off of me.
And that's where we go into the portion about, you know, a situation where are the boundaries, where are the morals at? Because normally that shouldn't even take place. It shouldn't even be a situation where that happens, but it does happen, and it happens often. So, I mean, what do you say about that? Do you just let it ride and just say, oh, well, that's just, you know, they were just having a good time? I mean, what? Especially like Nas said, if you see, you know, like you said, it could be a messy person. And then they calling your home, but like, dude, I just saw your wife, bro. She up here, you know. And then that turns into a domestic abuse situation.
Wait, how do we get to a domestic abuse situation from that?
They may have already been having problems in their relationship, and now this happens.
Okay, with that
so
narrative,
she's not
okay,
respecting
but
it anyway.
The narrative may not necessarily be that. That's the thing. And you know what? To be honest with you, people honestly need to mind their business. Because if people do that and that's the shit that happens, you should have kept your mouth shut. Because you might not know what the situation is. And you, then the
right.
people that are in the relationship should have some type of trust within each other, communication where they can talk about this shit without it coming to blows.
Well, see, the thing is, you're saying that, and that's that That's the ideal, perfect world scenario that you're talking about. People should be able to do this, and people should be able to do that. People should mind their own business.
That's
of course they should. We've
that's
been saying this shit.
People been saying
people should mind their own business since before we got here. They'll be saying people should mind their own business well after we fucking gone. But that's the perfect world scenario. People will never mind their business. That's the reality of it. People will never mind their business. So you have to act on what the reality is. And the reality is people don't mind their business. People do call. People do add extra shit to stories. People do make up all kind of shit. So how do you protect
okay,
your neck?
Okay, but then it goes to the
don't
communication of the relationship. It goes back to the communication and the trust within the relationship. Nobody should be able to call me and tell me Michael did anything, and I'm just going to jump to believe them. That's something that he and I have. I trust him enough to be able to have a conversation. I'm not going to be sitting there talking about, you did this and you did that, and start punching people in the face.
I'm just saying, it depends on one. And these are all variables that really don't even have to be involved in the equation if you just do what's typically called protecting your neck. You don't even have to worry about it, because what if it's somebody that you trust and you know 100% ain't never sold you no bullshit, and they calling you telling you this shit. Even though you might not lash out, you might not pop off, you might be like, oh, it's a trust issue, you know, me and him going, you know, we talk, we work it out, or whatever, whatever. Ain't nobody on the planet naive to believe that it's just water under the bridge, and it ain't gonna be like, damn, nigga, you might have been on some bullshit. It just depends on. It depends on the situation. It depends on who's watching. You never really
exactly.
know. So how do you just avoid? So how do you avoid
on the
that?
It depends of the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, and both of those factors are true, but at the same time, how about just not do it? How about have some kind
right.
of boundaries where that doesn't happen? You know, I shouldn't have to have one of my homeboys call me and tell me something like that, because you as, and it's not just women, because men do it too. You know, so we're not just throwing women. This is just one scenario out of many different scenarios that happen.
Sounds
like
a very
where's the respect? Where's the respect? But this, I mean, this is a real thing that happens for real people.
That shit really happened to me. That's weird. That really happened to me back in the day when I was with my kid's mom. I was at an arcade. With a friend. It was actually a group of friends or whatever else. And she was standing there playing Street Fighter. She didn't know, you know, how to control the men or whatever else. So I stood up behind her and started, you know, hitting the buttons with her or whatever else. I'm just basically just playing the fucking game. But her homegirl was there. My kid's mom, her homegirl was there. And this motherfucker that took pictures, like, oh, Nas up here fucking with bitches at the arcade or whatever, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. And it really wasn't even nothing like that. But because, and it, when she confronted me with it, you know what I mean, I was pissed off because it was innocent. But, you know, we talking about the 21, 22-year-old me as opposed to the 38-year-old me. Me now, I don't give a fuck if you can't play Street Fighter. You can go to Google, bitch, and fucking get you a quick education on it. I'm not going to stand behind you and show you how to fucking play because I know how it would look. And that shit just came off completely fucking messy. So what do I do now? Hey, I might hug you. If I know you, I'll give you a hug and shit when I first walk in. You know, it's cool. But after that, that's pretty much the only physical interaction we gonna have, because you never fucking know. You never know.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I think it just boils down to, you know, what's the respect level of the relationship? You know, do you guys talk about, have those conversations about, like, when you're out? You know, I shouldn't have to feel like that. I, you know, that I don't trust you. And it's not that I don't trust you, but if I hear or see something like that, now we're not talking about, you know, people believing everything that they hear from an outside source. We're talking about, like, you know, a situation where, okay, this is this guy's man. That's his man. You know, that's the brother that's been there for him through thick and thin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Telling him this. Nah, it ain't just no random cat like, oh man, I saw your girl out the other night. This is your man's right here telling you that. even if it wasn't anything going on, how do you take that? You just sweep it under the rug and say, oh, okay, yeah, that's just how she is, you know, or something like that. Or what if, okay, so suppose it like this. What if she comes home that night and you ask her, you know, how was your time out? You know, how did everything go? And she said, oh, it was cool. We were just kicking it with the girls, me and Shanae and LaQuanda. Just out there chilling. We had a few drinks. That was about it.
Janiqua and Alizé.
Right. Lucretia.
Oh my goodness.
Lucretia and
there's
something else. You know, crazy? You know what's crazy? A lot of times, like if that was the real case, a lot of times, speaking on my personal experience and how I operate, if I ask you a question like that, I'm asking you that question not to try to pry in your business. I'm asking you that question because I already know the motherfucking answer to the question that I'm asking. I'm just going to see how real you are. And that's really going to be a motherfucking game changer right there. If you just tell me, oh, me and Shaquisha and LaQuanda hung out at the bar or whatever else, and it was just, you know, that was it. I came back to the crib and whatever, whatever.
We had some dudes that came over to the table and they wanted to buy some drinks and we sat and we chilled with them.
Yep. And
yeah,
one of these niggas particularly.
But what if that part don't come into the conversation, though?
Right.
Well,
right.
Then, I'm sorry. I can't go on nobody else, but that would have been my conversation.
So if you knew,
if you knew
beyond a shadow of reason, but out this your homegirl, your right hand girl, she done fucking called you and was like, yeah, girl, this nigga up here at the bar, and he, you know, got this chick, and then she got her hands all on his chest and whatever else, and they've been kicking and talking for like the last hour and all this bullshit and whatever, whatever. And your man's walks in the door, and he like, oh yeah, well it was just me and the fellas hanging out. He left out the part about Shaniqua having her hand on your fucking chest. That's not going to red flag you to be like, hey, nigga, you ain't telling me the whole motherfucking story. If you hide one thing, you definitely probably hide a lot fucking more.
You know what? I guess I'm just not that chick. You know what I mean?
Woo!
I ain't been with the same person for 20 years for nothing. It's just certain shit that you... that is important, that's really important, and certain things that are just not important, honestly. What's real at the end of the day is what's important. The other superficial shit is really not important. It's superficial. Believe me, I've been here and done this. But at the end of the day, where does he come home to? Who got his back? Who's got my back? That's what's important. And if it's so easy for somebody to put a bug in your ear to make you go left on your own heart, your soul, that person that you're supposed to be in that relationship with, then your relationship really ain't that strong, and you need to go to some security classes. Cause you got.
I mean, I feel you, but I feel you 100%. However, somebody having your back, somebody being there, somebody coming home, that whole mantra also blows my mind too. When people say that, oh, guess what we coming home to at the end of the night? Well, guess what? If my chick is coming home to me at the end of the night and she done tasted about 17 motherfucking dicks, what's really coming to my fucking house at the end of the night?
Why would she be tasting 7 dicks then?
I'm just saying.
What's going on in your relationship that she would feel a need to even do that?
Well, that's a wide ranging question. It could be anything from just she a fucking hoe,
okay,
maybe she got
so
sexual abuse
and,
issues,
okay,
which we
so
talked about.
This.
It could be that could be anything.
Okay, and so is this situation that we're talking about. You can't just go on one thing. Yeah, it shit ain't black and white, honey. It ain't ever black and white. It's a whole lot of gray, light gray, dark gray, medium gray, pale gray, periwinkle, whatever you want to call it, gray areas.
I feel you, but like I said, at the end of the day, I'm not finna be. Go ahead, BB.
I mean, and that's the main reason why communication is important, because if you're not having those type of conversations, then how do you know? I don't care. You
exactly.
Can, I mean, have you ever heard that phrase that you could be with somebody for, you know, years and still not know some things about them? How does that happen? How are you in a relationship with somebody for a number of years and there's nothing, there's things about him that you don't know. How do you not know?
You know what? Well, there are certain things that people do change. People evolve. So that answers that question. But at the same time, my relationship is strong enough to deal with everything that we've dealt with, which is a whole lot within 20 years. I'm not about to sit here and be all in my feelings about some chick putting her hands on his chest. I'm sorry, that just does not sound, that's not one thing that I feel like I need to be having a fit about. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, and you're speaking from a vein of somebody that's 20 years deep, like you said, 20 years deep.
Yeah,
but
what if
it's been fresher?
It's someone who communicates, it's someone who talks to their partner, and who trusts their partner.
There we go.
And builds with
there
their
we go.
Partner. That's what it is. Again, if someone can say something to you and they make you question everything about that person, you really need to look into your relationship and why are you there. Now, if you just want to be mad, or you just want to be in your feelings or whatever, now that's a different story than say that. But if you with somebody, you with somebody. It goes for both of them, not just one person, but for both of them.
I feel you. I trust you up to the point where you give me a reason not to trust you, and not telling me the whole story about what happened this particular night. It's definitely a red flag.
Okay, but why are you trying to catch somebody up? Why are you trying to catch somebody up?
Who is that?
What is your
no, Danny, you said, how was that trying to catch somebody up? If I'm trying to catch you up, when I got that call about the person being at the club or whatever else, I'm showing up. That's me trying to catch you up.
Okay.
If I'm cool, calm, and collective, and you at the house, and I'm asking you, hey, how was your night? And you tell me about every fucking thing, with the exception of this nigga or this female or whatever, whoever it may be, I'm not looking for nothing. I'm giving you the opportunity to tell me what happened. If you tell me anything, it's no harm, no foul. But why is this particular individual left out of the story at the end of the night? You hiding some shit. That's not...
Okay, but
I mean,
what did she do to you? What did she told you? And what did she told you?
No smoke.
Okay. But why are you going to the automatic, she ain't gonna tell me everything?
If that's what I'm saying. If I ask you...
Why are you
questioning? I'm already... If I ask you, I'm asking you because I already know.
I understand that, but that's not my question. My question is, why do you feel the need to question if she's never given you anything to question her about?
Why do I feel the need to question? That's not, I mean, asking how was your night, that's the equivalent of asking how was your day at work. It's not like I'm asking you this in-depth question. You know, with all
okay, okay, so if she don't tell you every single thing that happened right then and there, she lying.
If you sitting there having a 15,
answer
20, 30, 45-minute long conversation with somebody, that's a pretty relevant part of your night. If you sitting there having
okay,
a conversation with somebody, that's a pretty...
Okay, well, then answer this question. What if that was not something significant to her?
What if it wasn't significant to her? Then she has a...
Yes.
That's a judgment issue. If I talk to somebody, if I'm having an in-depth, wrapped-up conversation where somebody come putting their hands on my chest and, you know, rubbing on my leg or whatever the fuck the case may be, and that's not significant to me, I got a fucking issue. That's an inner issue. You need to deal with that shit before you fuck with somebody. This, like, hey, hold up, man, you left something out.
Right. Or
you can tell
or,
me about,
or,
you can,
or if it was a situation where. You know, she was uncomfortable. You know, she could have at least communicated that part was that, like, I was uncomfortable. We were sitting down, we were having drinks, and, you know, this guy, he came over, he was talking, he was nice, he was
she
cool.
She might not have been uncomfortable.
Then he tried to...
It might have been just something to do, and it was done at that moment. And it was done.
But see, this is the crazy part. You see how we having all this long dialogue about what could have happened and this could have happened and what if that happened and what if this happened? This is why I say the best way to alleviate problems is to not put yourself in that situation where you don't have to ask the what if. Because all the what ifs that I ask, all the what ifs that BP asks, all the what ifs that you got in your mind, all of this can be alleviated if you simply remove yourself from that kind of situation. You don't have to ask what if. You don't have to ask what if this happened. You don't have to think, why did they leave this out? You simply remove yourself from the situation. Hey, Flair, your motherfucking hands a little bit, you a little touchy feely right now. In my face. You don't have to ask that question at the end of the night. And that way, if that part of the story is left out, it makes sense. As opposed to now you look suspicious. Now I'm overthinking shit or whatever. Just take yourself from the situation.
Now you look suspicious. That's a trust issue. That's a trust issue. But okay, I know we got like 6 minutes left or 5 minutes left, right?
Yeah, we kind of up against the grain. But if you've been listening, you already know what it is. This is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. We keep doing this, man. We do this. This is what we do. So we appreciate all those folks out there that listen to us and check for us. We appreciate you checking in. Shout out to our newly acquired listeners in Turkey. What's cracking?
What the? We're picking up some weird countries.
No,
I love
it. Turkey.
What's going on? How y'all doing out there? I'm going to have to learn how to speak like these different languages. At least learn how to say hello.
He's going to go crazy with it now. He's going to go crazy with it.
Yeah. I don't even know like how the Turkish language sounds, but I guess we can figure that one out at some point.
Okay, you know what? What else is that? Oh my God. Y'all are funny.
Shout out to our listeners out there in India. What were you today? What's the name, baby?
What up, India?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to help you today.
Shout out to our listeners out there in Indonesia. We appreciate you checking in. I've been really checking in. And we really appreciate you guys listening in to the show. We're going to continue to do this.
Real quick shout out to Miss Juicy. Miss Juicy is actually having a radio show tonight, right after hours. If you just Google Miss Juicy, that's JewceTales, you'll be able to find her. She's going to be doing, she's on Facebook under Juicy Tales Posse. She will be doing a live feed tonight, her and Miss Noel, on adult toys tonight's feature. Toy is the bullet. So I will be tuning in and possibly calling in. So why don't you?
Yeah, we gotta have.
She gonna be talking about the bullet,
man.
You got the remote control one? That remote control one, boy, is motherfucker. I ain't gonna get into that.
I think we may have a show about that next week.
Well, y'all might want to tune in.
It's about that time.
Wow.
And my last shout out will be for our listeners out there in the Federation, Russia, the Russian Federation. We appreciate y'all checking in for us. And as always, the clips our episodes are available for free download. You can download our podcast and any shows that we've ever done for free. It's free. $3.99. You can download those podcasts. Any other shout outs? We only got a minute left.
That's all I got for today.
We got 90 seconds, man. I want to give a shout out to everybody listening here or there. Shout out to my Facebook following. Everywhere, here, there, and everywhere. Shout out to Waldo. I'm still trying to figure out where he at. You know, I'll catch up with him. Yeah, man. America. Making it great again. Accept it.
Whatever.
And that's all you can do. And we are Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums, all day long and all day strong. And on that note, guess what? We are out of here. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Now that the show is over, we hope you had a great fucking time. Thank you for listening to Life and Shit Radio.